We're learning the fifth paragraph to Mishnah Yud in Avos. The Mishnah begins with Arba Minos Ba'adam, that there are four different types of people that we encounter, and based on their character traits, this is how they conduct themselves with others. Ha'omer, a person who says, but also this is their philosophy in life, that Shali Shali V'shalach Shalach, that whatever is mine, and what's yours is yours. So the first opinion says Zil Mida Beinonis. This is actually the average way a person thinks. So the way a person believes is that every man for themselves, and everyone should be independent and be able to sustain themselves, and therefore I'm not going to take anything from you, and you won't take anything from me, and everyone will be able to live their own lives. The Yeshomrim, there are those that say that's not really a Mida Beinonis, but Zil Midas Sodom. We know that the people who lived in Sodom, one of the areas which they were not so meticulous in, to say the very least, was Hachnasas Arachim, being kind to other people who were in need. To the point, as we know, that Lot, when he invited his guests, he ultimately was, his daughters were threatened, his life was threatened, which caused the destruction of Sodom. Because of their lack of thinking or caring about anyone except for themselves. Some people explain that the idea of Zomita Beinonis is this is what's innate. It's natural from the time a person is born that they think for themselves, and therefore everyone should think for themselves. But the purpose is not to remain in that mindset. A person should instead have the feeling that it's necessary also to help others. And even though you may be independent, for various reasons they may not be able to. And therefore, to just have the philosophy of whatever is yours, and you keep it, and if you starve, you starve, that's not a Jewish philosophy. Shali shalach, the shalach shali, a person who says that what is mine is yours, and what's yours is mine, it's an Am Haaretz. So there's different ways of translating. What does it mean, an Am Haaretz? An Am Haaretz could just, in simple reasoning, just mean that this person has no concept of anything. The things that he has, he gives away, but yet he expects other people to give him other things. Am Haaretz, some also explain, as we find in certain communities and even countries, that there's no ownership of anything. That people who are Am Haaretz, the nation, people who work and toil over land, which is an example we find sometimes by kibbutz, that I don't necessarily have any ownership. We all work together with a common interest, and therefore we all share everything that we have. Shali shalach v'shalach shalach chassid. A person who says, what is mine is yours, and what's yours is yours, that's someone who goes above and beyond, and which means that they are willing to give, and they don't ever take anything for themselves, and which is also a form of a person who's a tzaddik. Tzaddik, the same root, is someone who gives tzedakah. One who acts with righteousness is defined by the way that a person gives. One who is charitable and philanthropic, that is the same root as tzedakah, is a tzaddik. And then finally, shali shalach v'shalach shali, a person who feels that everything's coming to them and that there's a sense of entitlement and that I don't have to do anything because whatever's mine is mine. I'm not going to give you anything. I'm going to just take. That is the mindset of a rasha, a person who is self-centered, and therefore, of course, instead of having this attitude, one should embrace the mida of a chassid.